yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
Hey guys, I'm so excited for you guys to be able to talk to and listen to me and Leah's conversation. This is my girl. We've been friends for like almost 2 years now, and I'm so excited that you guys get to just hear her wisdom. She has her own podcast, actually. It's called Lover. Oh my gosh, how am I forgetting this?
Life of a Lover Girl.
Yeah, Life of a Lover Girl.
You're good.
And I'm just so happy for them to be able to talk to you, Leah, and we'll listen to you and just hear everything soft, because I know you've been going, like, you've been working out, and you kind of post sometimes about it, but, like, even your nail care and everything that you do, that's just, it's just soft, and I love that, and I've just been paying attention, so I'm ready for you to give the girls your tips and just a girly time.
Yes, girl. Thank you for having me once again. I've been living this little private life. So when I finally did get back on Instagram, I was like, "Ooh, I need to get on Jada Podcast." Like, I seen you was back on there. And then I know you had went ghost a little bit on TikTok. So I was like, wait a minute, where's Jada? So it was good to like see that you kind of took a break from social media too. But that is going to be
necessary.
Girl, seriously. That's going to be one of the things that I highly suggest when it comes to having a soft life is actually taking a social media break, because I just really feel like it's good for the mental. Like when I wasn't on social media or Instagram, I really wasn't worried about nobody else. I wasn't worried about posting what I had going on. I just was ducked, handling my business, like living my best life. So I really wasn't worried about or caring about anybody else. And like, I know a lot of people are like, once you delete Instagram, it's no going back. That is so true, because I really don't post as much as I used to. Like, I am barely on there now.
It's hard to come back. Like, I left because, for me, I get paid. So it's not, you know, we all love money, okay? It's a necessary. Right. It's a necessary. So for me, I went ghost because I got in a car accident. And I just had a bunch of life stuff happen to me.
What?
But I'm not going to lie to you, girl. It felt good. Like, it just was awesome to not have to take pictures when I was out, or to not do anything. Like, it just felt so good. I'm not going to lie. And I love content creation. I love what I do. Anybody that sees what I do can tell that. But I was just nice to just, like, back up and take a second, like heal my body, because that's something you just can't rush, you know what I mean? And to just be soft. Like, I was just doing everything slow. When you do content creation, you have to prepare like hair videos, all this stuff, you know the vibes. So I was so happy to take a minute and just be soft and just be like, you know what, I'm gonna do this on my time, and I'm not gonna wake up super early to do nothing. I don't gotta do nothing.
Right. And I'm glad that you're okay. Like, I'm glad you took that time for yourself. Like, I think as women, we don't realize how important it is to like really just pour into ourselves instead of always pouring into other people, especially when something like that happens. Like, when things like that happen, you realize like who's really in your corner also. Cause it's
You ate with that one. Yep, girl. Right there.
So you're like, dang, as soon as, you know, I'm always there for everybody else. But as soon as something happens to me, it's like, don't nobody really care. So you definitely have to pour into yourself, really take a lot of time to yourself. Speaking of self, having a soft life for me really is doing solo dates, like, and having hobbies. Girl.
I love when you post those too. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Like, just a lot of people don't realize. And that's something like last year, and I just kind of give a little tidbit of like what's on my podcast and what we've been talking about when it comes to this. I took a whole break because I was in a whole situationship where I was really pouring into somebody else. It wasn't pouring into myself. Like, I lacked boundaries. It wasn't more so of like I let somebody disrespect me, but it was just like I was tolerating things that I shouldn't have because I didn't want to be by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, speaking to the choir.
Girl, literally, it be like that, but that's okay.
Right.
So, I've been learning, like, really between the past years, like, it's okay to be by yourself. Like, it's okay to, you know, find a new hobby. You don't look for happiness in people. You look for happiness in things. So one thing that I started to realize, like, I love dancing. So, you know, and I'm on my, you know, fitness journey and my, you know, what we're going to call it, a lifestyle. I always hate saying journey, but I've been on this lifestyle. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I like dancing. So let me start going to some, the little step up classes in Tampa, or the Zumba classes, or cycling. I actually like hip hop cycling. Girl, you, when I tell you,
I'm coming.
You have to try it. You burn at least 800 calories. But when I tell you, girl, that music be just having you just keep going, girl.
Oh, listen. My gosh, I gotta come.
You do. We gotta go to LA Fitness. Listen.
I'm so serious. When we get, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do?
Look, Jada, it's fun. I promise you it's fun. But like, seriously, solo dates and just really having time with God, also, that's something that's really been big on my journey right now, is really giving God personal time. Like, you know, we always, you know, spending time with everybody else and other people who really sometimes may not even really be for us, and we don't realize that.
Yeah.
And sometimes God just be like, you know what? I just want to sit down and I want to, you know, have that one-on-one time with you. You know what I'm saying?
Or so he will, like, sit you down, let me tell you.
Girl, what? He done sat me down a couple times after supposed to be in isolation. Girl, like, hey, where you going? Yeah.
He will sit you down and say, you know what? I'm sick of begging for your time.
Literally. But he,
now you don't have nothing else to do. You have nobody else. I'm sick of begging. Give me the time.
Listen, when I tell you,
how you so crying many, on your knees,
crying, not even the word, bro. Like, listen, there have been so many times where things have happened, and like, I wasn't even looking for it. We're just gonna say that I wasn't even looking for it, and God revealed things to me, and He was like, "Look, just what I was trying to tell you."
He do
just
it every time. Trying to show you. Yep.
Come on, my child.
Yep. You wasn't even looking. It's always when you're not even looking too.
Never, like, bro.
But you prayed about it. There's always been a time where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, God, please just show me this. Please tell me, show me if this person's for me. Show me this.
Literally, sometimes you gotta be ready for that. Ooh, you gotta be ready for that.
Within that week, he ain't gonna wait. He ain't gonna make you wait too long. If you really want that answer, he's gonna give you the answer because he already knowing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
But I think honestly, and what I realized too, a lot of the times that I've asked for that prayer, half the time I already knew that person.
Yeah, you already know.
You know what I'm saying? Half the time I already knew, like, all right.
He's like, I gave you that intuition. You already know, but let me help you out.
Let me ask one more time. Maybe he done changed his mind. That's what I used to say. But look, I promise you, this is a whole nother topic for another day. I can talk all day when it comes to this, because that's where I'm at in my life. But you know, let me get back on topic for your audience. But also another thing that's kind of been helping me when it comes to having a soft life is, excuse me, just, I don't even know how to word it, but it's almost kind of in the same category as solo dates, but it's more so of like, you know, just kind of like how you go to bed. Like, I can't even think of the word, but just.
Intentional?
Yes, being intentional, but it's also like, you sometimes I'll wear like a big t-shirt, but ain't nothing wrong with that. But now, you know, I make sure I do my skincare before I go to bed. I make sure I don't go to sleep with, you know, nothing on my face if I wear makeup that day. And I also will try to get like, go to TJ Maxx or Ross and go get some like silk pajamas. And I feel like it makes a huge difference. Like,
it does.
I really feel like it does. So,
you know, it's so funny. I have some content on that literally coming up. I'm in a full soft girl era. Ladies, like I was in my masculine so much this past year, and I didn't even know it because I'm like a very soft girly girl, you know? So I wasn't being able to tell, but like, I realized I was trying to plan dates. I was trying to do all this overthinking and overcompensating for the situation I was in, and I didn't even realize it. Like, it is crazy when you get out of something and you come back to reality and you're like, oh. So I'm all about like my feminine journey, my soft journey. You see the post I made when I said like anything that's messing with my soft girl, you gotta go.
And I felt that.
Like,
and
if my mind... If I think too hard about it, done. I'm so sorry. Like, I just literally don't have time. I don't care who it is, what it is. Nope. if it's a contract that I'm thinking, you know what, I'm thinking too hard about this. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we're not a match. We're not a match. Right. Goodbye. Like, I'm just, anything I feel like is irking my spirit, it got to go because I've put up with so much. And I'm just ready to be in my soft. I'm ready to be in my most feminine. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm not going to be cleaning or, you know, doing the things that I'm supposed to do. But I'm not stressing. That is cortisol levels raising. That's keeping fat on your body. That is just, no. I want to, I'm back to my Pilates. Girl, I wasn't even working out. Isn't that crazy?
How you I said, Jada, you came back. I said, okay, but I don't know. I feel like you look good, though. Like, when you came back, I'm like, oh, yeah, she looked good. Like, I could tell she looked
I could be way better. I gained so much weight because of the car accident, and I couldn't work out because of, like, all my injuries and stuff. Right. But, girl, you going to see me at Hot Works this week. Oh, you definitely going to see me at Hot Works this week.
Oh, trust me. I'm already knowing the content coming, but I'm glad that you did say, you know, when you said you want to be softer when it comes to, like, you know, playing the dates and da da da. Mm-hmm. I got a story for that. I was in a situationship where I was, you know, I don't know. I hate saying that word, but I was talking to this guy at one point in time, and, like, I just felt like I was always the one who was, excuse me, I'm going to be on here like Mariah the Scientist, girl. Sometimes my throat be acting up. But I'm trying not to do it on your podcast, but.
You good, you good.
But. So I was dealing with this guy, and I noticed, like, it was always me that was planning things. Like, I was like, okay, let's do this, because I'm a very, like, spontaneous person. I'm always just like, okay, let's go here. Like, let's do something different. Like, I'm not your typical, let's go to the movies, let's go out to eat. Although that's nice, my ass is tired of eating all the time, okay?
Right, so, okay. Give me an experience, okay?
I want to go zip lining. I want to do, you know, I want to do parasailing. There's so many things that I've been saying, like, I want to do. But anyways, long story short. So I just noticed that I was always the one texting. I was always the one calling. I was the one planning stuff. And then it got to a point to where I was really sitting back, and I was like, you know what? Let me test something out. Let me just not text. Let me not call for a couple of days and see what happens. Guess what? In those 3 days, nothing happened. So I'm like, dang, okay, so if I don't reach out to you, you're not going to talk to me. So clearly you're not interested in me. Right. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but I don't care what nobody tells you. If a man can go a certain period of time, I'm not even going to say 24 hours. I'm just going to say a certain period of time without talking to you, or at least checking on you or asking you how your day is, he do not like you, and he do not like care about you. And that's just simple as that. Because it's like, I used to always try to make excuses because
I was dating somebody. He has a lot going on.
Yes, I was dating a truck driver, girl. I was dating a truck driver, and I was like, I used to make excuses. Like, okay, well, you know, he's driving, so I get it. But you have 24 hours. Also, you have break times. You know, before you go to sleep. So it was just sometimes where I'm like, why are you making excuses for someone who's showing you that they don't want you?
And you're not a priority.
You have to accept that, right? And you have to accept that. Because as much as, you know, especially this 2024,
right?
People on social media every day, people have their phones in their hands. Mm-hmm. All the times, it takes 2 seconds to text somebody, hey, how's your day? Hey, you good? Good morning, have a good day. Or I'm going
thinking about you.
It takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So it's like, rather than you staying and just being like, okay, yeah, I'm going to make excuses, you're literally showing this man, hey, I can go 48 hours. I can go a week, a month without talking to her. And I can pop back up and she just going to be, you know, arms open. Sometimes you have to learn how to walk away. And I feel like that right there, once you learn that, that really also plays a big part of you having a soft life. Because being able to walk away, being able to walk away is like, you know what? She knows her worth. She's not taking no BS from me. So I really feel like that should be number one is, you know, knowing when to walk away and leave a situation. That's how you have a soft life.
Yep, when you're not getting what you deserve. And
exactly.
Girlies, you know, that was a lot about my past episode. I had to take them through the whole story, but I love this episode, like, to, you know, come back to that.
Right.
Because it takes so much strength, but it's also a feminine thing. Like, men did not grow up getting the cookie so early back in the day. And that's why we always want to go back to that time. Mm-hmm. They didn't get so much from us. They had to court us. They had to do all these things. And I really hope and pray for us to go back to that time where we get courted, we go on dates, we get to know the person. Because I was listening to something and it was like, we get physical so fast that the emotional never gets to grow. So it'll never be what it's supposed to be. So I don't know who's listening to this and who needs to hear it, but just wait, make him earn you, your trust, your ideas, your plans, all these things. Like, have him plan the dates. And if he's not a planner, because not every man is a planner, tell him what you like to do and tell him to pick. Because a man that wants to spend time with you is going to do that. And the moment I started letting go of the people that just weren't good for me in my life, God, of course, was inviting people that were better. And that would, and I'm not going to say that they were better at all in these aspects, like money, this, that, height, da 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 da. No, they were better as in better people. They were showing me that I'm not asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong damn person. And I know it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of work because those people, they're who you wanted. That you didn't see this mask. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're a woman. You're like, okay. Manipulators, you know, those people that want to come in your life that have no value are good at manipulating because they don't have anything to give you. But
exactly,
we know.
Exactly. And that's another thing too, like when you say like the self thing, that I feel like that's a huge part, is like being able to recognize, okay, girl,
I'm on there with you. It's interrupting your peace. You can't be soft when you have something interrupting your peace, because you won't be able to think. And everything that comes from God is peaceful. You know it's from the enemy. When you can't sleep, it's like aching you. And that will happen to especially us women. That happens to us. We think things through. So if we can't think this through, if we can't see the end, we don't know what's going on. We're just constantly thinking about it. It's taking so much energy from us.
Yeah, it messes with our peace.
Is going to put you in your feminine. You're going to be soft.
Literally, anytime you are confused about a person, or you like, I don't know what to do, or I don't know if he like me.
Yeah.
If you are confused, it's a no.
It's like, a no immediately.
Immediately. And that's something like I wish I would have learned so long ago. Like, I was just conflicted, like, oh, I don't know what it is. It's this. And it's like, it's complicated. No, if it's complicated, it's a no. It's either this man wants you or this man don't want you.
Yep.
There is no in between. I don't care what nobody tell me. But I just think it's a lot of also too. I know how you said, like, when a man comes and he's doing all this and, you know, it's kind of difficult for us. Before that man comes, like, you have to make sure you're ready. That's what I always keep telling myself. Like, I have to be the person that I want to attract. You feel me? Like, if I want a man who's, you know, physically fit, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders, he believes in God, you know, he has a good relationship with God, I need to make sure I am all those things for myself if that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? So, and also a woman who is consistent. That is really, that's my goal, is to continue to be consistent. Because if you are an inconsistent person, you're not meeting your goals. And a part of my soft life is really being disciplined and living in the life that I want to have. And I'm not going to have that by being inconsistent.
Exactly. You speaking to me, girl.
It's week 4 in the gym consistently. And I am so proud of myself, like, really starting over. I'm proud of
you too, girl.
Thank you, baby. It's not been easy. Getting up at 5 in the morning when you got to be to work at 8 is like, can't stand it, but I'm getting used to it. So it's cool.
Exactly.
It's cool.
And you know what? After a while, it becomes second nature. And then it's something you look forward to. And you know how I was about working out. Like, I looked forward to it. I was so happy.
Yes,
to Hot Works. I was like,
You were so excited. You was like, come on, girl, you can do it.
Yes.
Girl, listen. I was on that bike machine sweating for my life. I don't know how you did it, girl. And didn't know how to do none of them, the little exercises. exercises that we was doing in the first room or the first hot box challenge?
I didn't know how to do them either. I think I did like a hot burner class. I don't know. Girl, it was so long ago. But when we did that, I was just so happy. First of all, we got to meet. But, and it's like, that is such a good, like, ladies, if that you have a first date, pour into your relationships in your life. And this is why women live longer, because we have such good relationships in our lives. And if you're going through this season of getting out of a situationship or a relationship or anything where you feel like something is ending, go pour into your relationships. Like, me and Leah, the first thing we did was work out together. We're like, you know what? We need an experience. I'm going to be working out. You're going to be working out. Let's just do that together. And it was so fun, even though it was hard. It was so nice.
Yeah, people who are on the same journey as you and the same path as you, like, those are the type of people that you want to be around. And I'm not saying you can't be around people who, you know, want different things than you, but I feel like when you have more in common with a person, it's cool to just, okay, we can do this. You know, I like this, you like this. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to shoot your shot with people on social media, friendships. You know, obviously fill them out, you know, see how it goes. But a lot of people are so scared to, like, have friendships and just, like, oh, you know, we should be cool. You don't got to do it with everybody, but when you find that person, you know, that girl, it could be even a guy. Platonic friendships are cool, too. I'm not against that at all.
Me neither.
But, you know, once you find that friend, it's like, okay, we can hang out. We can go to the gym. You know, we can do all these different things, or even if it's once a month. That's cool. Like, friend relationships, I feel like, are needed.
They're so necessary.
Like, girl, what? Like,
because also that's a lot of pressure to give one person. Like, if you're in a relationship, you're trying to make them your gym buddy, your Netflix and chill buddy, your romantic buddy, your all, you know, that's just too much. And I learned that because in my, you know, situation, I was pouring so much into this and just trying to make this person my everything, and I'm like, oh no, it just doesn't work. You have to have your relationships, and I feel like that's the first, like, what, not, I think we think every step is the first step, but it's an look, important we'll make step.
It number one A, number one B
right. it's an important part of your soft girl journey is to pour in your relationships as you pour into yourself. So make sure your cup is full so you can go fill other people's cups, because that, first of all, it feels hella good. You get so much energy because you get to exchange good energy with other people, and that's like me and Leah, we found each other working out. Find people that you're interested in excelling your life with, working out, going to read. I love reading on the beach. If you know me, you know I love the beach. So just find people that you can do those things with, that you're not draining your energy because you're like, oh, these people want to go do this and I don't like doing that, but I want to hang out. Like, no, it's okay to meet new people.
Go where you're what Kevin Gates said, go where you're celebrated and not tolerated. That's a big one. Listen, pouring into yourself, find hobbies. Like, I am actually going to play tennis next weekend. I'm going to take a tennis class.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm like, I want to learn. And, girl, you already know I had to go on Shein and go get me a look.
Girl, I already have my tennis clothes, and I have a tennis racket. Oh, it's nothing but a word. It is nothing but a word. Yes. Yeah, I love tennis. Like, I used to play tennis when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. My dad,
I don't know. I'm not that good at it. Oh, but I really want to learn
these injuries and this stamina. We gonna be on the same. We'll be on the same path, girl. Trust me.
No, that's good. Seriously, like, before, I would never think about, like, oh, I want to go. You know, I want to learn to go play tennis. You know, I would never think to do that. But because I've had so much time, like, by myself, and, like, also I've been cooking more, like, learning different recipes. TikTok is like my Google child. So if I want to learn how to cook something, I'm going on TikTok. But I also, I don't know, it's this place in Tampa, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's like this candle making place where you make your own candles.
Oh my,
like,
gosh,
different things.
This is
like
a
that.
God moment. No, wait, girl. Leah, wait. This is like, I've literally been saying that is what I want to go do. Like,
we gotta do it.
Yeah, we gotta do it. We've gotta do it. No, literally, this was in my mind yesterday, and the fact that you just said it, we're going to do it.
Yes, listen, I went to this fry place in Tampa like a couple months ago. And this, like, right across from it, it's so pretty in there. It smells so good. Like, I was like, oh, I really want to make my own candle. So yeah, do all the things that you say you want to do, even if you have to do it by yourself. Or yeah, if you got a girlfriend, oh, come on, girl, let's go, you know, go make a candle or let's go do this. But don't be afraid to try new experiences. Like,
yeah, this you don't have to do all the old things that you're used to and that you're comfortable with.
Try something new. Like, get out of your comfort zone.
And go get more experiences. Stop just eating. Stop. Like, listen. I think we made a big deal out of going to restaurants because of 2020 and COVID and everything, and nobody ever stopped. But, like, I'm actually sick of being invited to restaurants. I'm really sick of, because, you know, we sit at the table, you take pictures of the food, you have a couple of laughs, which is fun. But I'm not hating on it. I just want experiences, like the candle making, the tennis class, what else you mentioned? That hip hop cycle class. You know I love cycling. Yes. I had you in there cycling, girl. You know,
girl.
Like that, those are the, invite me to that, okay? Invite me to an experience.
Exactly. Like, my birthday is next month. I'll be the big 27.
Big Aries.
Big Aries, not the little one.
Not the little one.
I told myself I do want to do zip lining in Tampa. And then also, I want to go to a spa because I have never been to an actual spa and had a massage, like, and did the whole experience. So that's probably God. What I'm going to do is treat myself. And you know, usually I'm right. Like, oh, I want to go with somebody. This time I'm just like, no, like, I'm gonna go by myself, enjoy myself, probably get brunch. And it's nothing wrong with doing things with people, but I'm on this journey of where I have to learn how to be okay with being by myself. But it doesn't mean, oh, I gotta sit home and be bored.
Hell no.
To go get experiences, and I'm going to, like, go live my life. You mm-hmm. can't, you know. I don't know, girl. Like, I
know you're uplifting me. You do know, girl. You do know. You are,
because I don't like, you know, some people may not understand, you know, so I'm always kind of like careful of how I say things. But
no, you're saying,
you don't always have to
stay
home and be all cooped up in the house. I'm a homebody, but I'm tired of being a homebody that's just at the house.
Yeah.
So.
And honestly, same, because when I start snacking or I get hungry, and it's just not productive. So you're empowering me so much, like, just getting out of the house, going to try, you know, more things. And these are things I tell myself, but I'm like, oh, I should go here with this person. I should, because I'd never do anything alone. I come from a big family. I come from, like, I have 9 siblings. I have so many of my friends live close to me. So I've never had to really do anything alone. And I was telling one of my friends, my best friend, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to do that alone. And I actually have spent a lot of time by myself, you know, since the car accident and all those types of things. And I've been in the house. So you're speaking to my spirit, because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to hang out with me. But I'm not hanging out with me. I'm just hanging out in my bed in Netflix.
Right.
So I'm not being intentional. But, like, you're telling me, be intentional about hanging out with yourself. And it's, girl, you're just speaking to me. You're speaking to
me. Listen, what did I tell you earlier? I went to the gym this morning, and then I'm going to get a pedicure today. It's raining, but I'm still going to get a pedicure because
yes,
I need my toes done. And this ain't for, right, this is not for no man. This is for myself. So really, the soft life is taking care of yourself. Like, keep your, you know, I know some people be on a budget, but keep your nails done. You can do press-ons. If you can afford to do your own nails, do your own nails. You know, get your toes done. Get that pedicure. Like, be okay with spending that extra money, you know what I'm saying? If you have it on you and not for nobody else, but for yourself. Look good for you. If you look good, you feel good. That's how I feel.
And it is so right. So true.
Right.
So true. Because if you look good, you feel good.
Exactly.
And I always believe that, girl. You know I love to look good.
Girl, what? I swear, like, when I put on cute outfits in the gym, I'll be looking at myself, I'll be like, okay, girl, look at you, look at
me. Right. I just got a little gym outfit too, because I knew I was able to go back to Hot Works this upcoming week. I bought a cute little gym fit. I got some new sneakers, even though I'm not gonna need the sneakers for Hot Works.
Listen, I just got some Metcon 5s. When I tell you, they are the best shoes to work out in. Any ladies who are out there, you want a good shoe to work out in, the Metcon 5s are amazing. I got them at Dick's for $119. I think if you go to, like, Nike, they're like $140 or something. But I paid like $128 after tax for the shoe. So,
ooh, okay, you're gonna have to send me those, because
I definitely had to, like, real good for walking on the incline. Like,
You know I love 2030. Yes.
Squatting, everything. Oh, another thing too. If you can, if you have insurance, get a therapist. Getting a therapist probably is another thing that has helped me so much on my journey. Like, honestly.
Oh my gosh, that's just... Speaking of Black History Month and you bringing therapy into
it. I love
my
Black therapist. She's a Black lady too, girl.
Amen.
You get to choose who you want. We love her.
I love that. I love that. Because speaking to our culture, it is so... It is very around, like, keep it in or what stays... What happens in this house stays in this house type. You know what I'm saying. And so,
oh, girl, I already know. You ain't got to tell me. Yep.
When I was going through something around this time last year, and I had a therapist, I was just like, wow. I didn't really tell anybody. I think I told the podcast about my therapist and just trying a new therapist and everything like that. But again, one that, you know, fits your culture sometimes, and everybody's different, but I need somebody that fits my culture, because I don't want to keep explaining certain things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want somebody, and we know these things, because these are generational curses that have been down our bloodlines, so we know these things. These are unexplained things, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
I
love that.
Yeah. This is not sponsored. This is not sponsored, but I got my therapist through my job, through BetterHelp.
Ooh.
And it's cool because you actually get to choose, like, they ask you what's your religion, they ask you what you're looking for. I said I wanted a Black, you know, African-American. I wanted a female. I wanted her to be a Christian. Like, and when I tell you, best match, my therapist keeps me on point. She makes me, you know, holds me accountable. Like, she actually... you know, help me kind of think about healing my, well, I already knew I had to heal my inner child, but man, when I tell you, she hit so many things on the head. We talk about setting boundaries. We talk about what am I going to do? Like, she is such a good therapist. So again, gosh, if you have insurance, try BetterHelp. I think, is it BetterHelp? Yeah, it's BetterHelp. And I don't know, like I said, it's great. Sometimes people don't like their therapist, but you can always try it out. And then if you don't like it, find another one.
And if you can't afford it right now, I would say journal. I would say journal. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you can't afford it, just journal everything you're thinking, everything in your mind. That's too much. If you don't have a car, I would go in my room and just go by myself. I would go in the bathroom, girl. Anywhere that you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And be by yourself and journal as much as you can. All your thoughts, like keeping things in, it's not good. It's not good for you.
And journal.
Get journal everything.
Talk to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. Cause
I like ripping it up. I like ripping like all the bad thoughts up. So I just feel like it's gone. Like it's gone.
No, literally, I seen Drika. It was like a couple weeks ago. Where she did, like, you know, she journaled, and then you burn it. Of course, do it outside.
Yes, of course.
You set nothing on fire. But honestly, yeah, journaling is such a good thing. Like, it's so many times I've journaled, and I look back at it from, like, years ago, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sad. Like,
yeah,
oh my
I wish
God,
I could just give her a hug.
Literally, and that's the thing. I have this planner, and basically, it was like, write a letter to the future you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I feel like a lot of women and just people in general should do that. Write a letter to the future you, because basically you're just like, okay, this is the type of job I'm gonna have. This is the, you know, this is who I want to be. So I'm writing a letter to you, basically, like, okay, have we made it? You know, have we accomplished all the things we said we were gonna accomplish?
I love that.
I'm so proud
of
you.
I'm about to write me a letter.
Girl, and when I tell you, when I did it, I was like, and then I look back at it, you know, sometimes when I do, you know, write in my planner, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta keep this. You feel me? Like, I gotta go after everything that my future self is gonna be. So
I
definitely, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm interrupting, girl. I just do that.
Girl, you're good.
But you're good. I was looking at one of my journals today, actually, and I felt so God, and I felt so God. I felt so good, and I thank God that I'm able to say this, but I'm like, I launched my shirts, you know, the podcast.
You did, girls, and I was so like, proud of you when you did that.
And I see that. The notes, girl, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wrote this. Yes. Girl, I'm about to cry, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I wrote this months ago before I knew what it was going to look like, before I knew what it was. I just had the idea. Like, that just makes me so happy, and we're launching shirts again this year on my birthday. And I just feel so blessed, and I'm so happy that I like future me today was able to look at that notebook that I wrote in. I don't even know, girl. It's so scrunched up, and I like just looked back at it and said, "You did that."
Like, you did. You did, and it. I'm proud of you. Like, thank I'm you. So proud of you. The pictures you did. Like, I see you. I'm like, okay, Jada's been like in her content era. Jada really just been popping out. And really, I'm not even gonna lie to you. When I did get back on social media and I seen you know, you were talking about the podcast, I'm like, you know what? I've been quiet for almost like a year now. I haven't dropped anything. And I was like, you know what? I gotta get back on the podcast. Like, you really inspired me to get back. Oh, that makes me so happy. You feel me? Because like I think you're the only person that that I really have on there that is another podcast. I think I got another guy on there, but you're the only one that I'm like friends with and I still talk to. So I'm like, you know what? I definitely gotta get back on there. And you know, just really inspire people and really just kind of
I feel like all of our stories mean something, and they all mean something to somebody, and we have the ability to share them. Like, in this world, it's so amazing. I wish people back then could share the wisdom that they have, because they had so much more than us. And I just hate that they don't have this opportunity. But that just makes me realize that I have to take hold of the opportunity that we have, like, to share as much content, to share as much wisdom that we hold for people, you know, later down the line that are like, oh my gosh, I needed that. And they were there. That person looks like me. That person is going through what I was going through. And people are like, oh, it's oversaturated, or it was oversaturated. No, it's not, because nobody is me and nobody has lived my life. And guess what? And somebody's going through what I'm going through, I'm gonna talk to them, and my voice, who I am, is gonna touch them the way, you know what I mean?
Nah, and listen, it's so funny because I used to see people make like posts all the time, like, they just let anybody have a podcast. Uh-huh. And my opinion on that really is, like, I feel like everybody has their different testimonies, and if people want to get on a podcast and talk about what they can relate to or give an opinion on what they want to, you don't have to listen. You can either listen or you don't have to listen. Right. So it's like, and this is just to anyone out there who maybe, you know, listening, or they feel like, oh, well, they have their lives together. And
oh my God,
baby, listen, life is far from together, but I'm very grateful. I will say I'm very grateful.
Very grateful.
For where I'm at in life. That's one thing I will never downplay, is what God has been doing for me. Like, listen, baby, I work a regular 9-to-5. I am in school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have somewhat of a social life. I am a regular person, just like everybody else. It's all about what you do. While it's not about how long you wait, you know, to get to where you need to be. It's about what you do. So are you really disciplining yourself? Are you going to the gym like you say you're going to go to the gym? Are you, you know, are you really pouring into yourself like you say you are? Everybody wants this soft life, but nobody, I feel like
it's
everybody's
so much work.
Of it is different,
it's
right?
So because, much work.
Right, because you really are becoming like the best version of you. Like, I know some people like, oh, soft life is just, you know, just getting your nails done and just getting your toes done and keeping your hair done. But
it's,
I feel
so
like
many
it's
tears.
So much, yeah, it's so much more to that. Like,
because you're breaking a hard, like, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're okay, go ahead.
But you're breaking, like, when you're becoming soft, you're breaking the hard parts of you. So the hard part is the inconsistency, is the inconsistency, the eating bad, the bad time management, the not pouring into your looks, yourself, you prioritizing going out instead of really just pouring into maybe another income, maybe your mind, just reading and spending intentional time with yourself. And I'm talking to me too, you know what I'm saying? So
no, literally,
this is becoming a soft life girly. I'm trying to get it out. Becoming a soft life girly is not so soft in the, you know, the little things, the Sephora, the way social media tries to hand it to you. That's why I'm so happy I got to talk to you. And now you're telling the girlies about it, because it's real life. It's sitting with yourself. It's not going to buy all that shit that they tell you you need, because you don't need all that shit. You need to sit with you. You need some paper and a plan to be a better you. Because all that stuff is not going to fill you up. I have it all.
Right.
And learn nothing. It does nothing for you. It does nothing for you. Because you have to do the work. Those products, that stuff is not going to do the work for you.
Girl, listen. The amount of money that I would spend because I was on TikTok getting
influenced was crazy. Yep.
But honestly, I feel like another key factor that plays into, you know, having a soft life is setting boundaries. Learning how to say no. Being okay with saying no. Like, and no is an answer. No is a response.
Yep.
You don't need to say no because I'm tired. No because no, you don't even have to lie. You just say no. Do you want to go out? No. Do you want to do this? No. And I don't need to explain myself why. You know what I'm saying? Like, set boundaries with people. Like, it's all about, you know, really, like, you knowing your worth. Like, you really just
and you know your energy. Yourself.
Yeah.
Know your energy. Literally. You are depleted. Why are you getting ready and getting up to go out? Like, why do you have to do that? You do not have to do that. Nobody is making you do that. And you have to release yourself from those strains of saying, I have to do this, or these my friends, they're going to be mad at me. They're not your friends if they're going to be mad at you for not wanting to go out, period.
No. Pouring to yourself before you pour into other people. So before, you know, when you start your day, let's just say you got to study, you got to go to the gym, you working. If you have not poured into yourself for the day, do not start doing stuff for other people. Right. Because how are you going to pour into somebody else's cup? And if your cup is empty, I can't give you no juice if I ain't got no juice.
Like, right.
That's not how that works. Right. Like, I'm not doing that. I used to do that so much. Like, really just pouring. Cause I'm a lover girl. Like, It's not even just relationships. It's friendships, is people in general. Like, I really just am a kind-hearted, really sweet person. So I will literally go all out for you if I really rock with you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got it, you got it. If you need me, I'm there.
Yep.
But like my therapist was telling me, like, when things happen, who's really there for you?
Yeah.
Is this benefiting? If you lose this person, are you losing anything? And that's one thing she had to make me realize, baby.
Yes.
If you lose this person, are you losing anything? What would happen if you lost this person?
Exactly. Absolutely nothing. Because they were not valuable to your life at all.
Yeah, when I tell you, she had me like, ooh, you know what?
Ooh, that gave me goosebumps. But it's something
you hit it right on the head.
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. And then she would just really tell me, like, you know, what is this person? It seems like, you know, this person reaps a lot of benefits from you, but what are they really doing for you, though? You're doing all this for them, but what do they do for you? So sometimes you
sitting there looking stupid.
What? I was just sitting at the phone because we had like a Zoom, so I'm just sitting like, you know what? You ate with that little piece, homegirl.
Yeah.
You ate with that one. But seriously, though, like, you really have to sit and ask yourself, is this serving me? Like, is this really bringing me any peace? Like, am I really benefiting anything from this? And when I say benefit, I don't mean like financial, but like, what is this person bringing to the table? Are they bringing, you know,
peace,
good energy, peace, happiness? Or are they bringing stress? Like, what are you bringing to the table? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's just really my outlook on, you know, having this soft life is really just about prioritizing you.
Yeah.
Just to top it all off. That's the cherry on top, is prioritizing you, child. That's it.
Thank you so much, Leah, for coming on and talking to the girlies. I knew you were just going to give us some tea. I just knew it. And you overfilled our cups. You overfilled my cup. I feel like a new person. I feel refreshed. Like, I'm just ready to take on the world now, girl. And I'm saying this now. Me and Leah are about to be spending a lot more time together. A lot more time together. Because I feel like we're on the same journey. And I need that. I need that. And it's so crazy because I've been asking God to send me one person. I keep saying one person, one, at least one person, one person. And I feel like he's done that today. I'm going to end this episode so I can go cry about it. And then I'm going to text you so we can.
Not cry.
No, seriously. I'm so emotional. So annoying.
No, it's okay. I'm an Aries. So I think I've been trying to be like not a baby, but girl, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Y'all just keep tuning in to the podcast with Jada. And just make sure y'all go get cop some merch also.
Yes. April 30th. Let them know where they can find you. She's like, girl, I don't even be on that.
So TikTok, my TikTok is Leah Brianne. So it's LIYAHBRENN, I believe so. Instagram is the same thing. I'm not really on there. My other Instagram is Life of the Lover Girl. So y'all can follow me on Instagram. But yeah, girl, I be forgetting my socials. See, this is why
and you know what? I'm not mad about it. I'm not
baby, I be forgetting my socials.
I love you, girl. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Having a soul for I'm going to text you. So
yes, please.
I got you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to y'all next time.
Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing.